So often, we make life much more complicated than it needs to be. We've got too many choices. We've got too much information. We've got too many goals, desires, wishes. What we actually need to do is we need to limit our choices. It's the easiest way to make a decision. And that's really why I love decluttering and simplifying my spaces. It literally gives me fewer decisions to make every day. It gives me less to worry about, and it gives me less to have to manage and fix. You know, there are less problems. So I really want you to think about how you can simplify some of the choices that you face in your daily life. Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Imprint. I am looking forward to today's conversation because it's a topic that comes up a lot. And as we get towards the end of the year and start to consider how the next one might be better, it's really a good opportunity to look at some of the choices that we make in our lives and how we aren't even aware of some of the choices that we're making and how that approach of living subconsciously, you know, not deliberately or intentionally, how that might really be holding you back. So this is not about making harder choices. Instead, I want to share a way you can simplify the choices you make to help you move forward. So today is about making more conscious choices, because really that is the key to making better ones. So I hope that sounds good and that you are ready to make better choices in your home and life. If so, great, let's get into it, because I want to share this idea of better choices with you today because it's really important. And it's, like I said, is a topic that keeps on coming up. It relates to clients when I'm working with them on interior projects. It relates to friends who send me a text message mid-renovation, say, help. And it's something that comes up with students in my courses too. When you learn how to become more conscious of your choices, you not only make better choices, but life becomes easier too. And I'm going to be really open with you. And this is a process that I've had to really learn. And if I'm being really honest, I've learned it the hard way. And I really don't want that for you. Any of you who are listening right now, you don't have to make choices the hard way. Because right now I'm on the other side of it, and I really want to share the insights that I've learned and the process that I've developed to help make better choices. So if you're struggling with making decisions in relation to your home renovation or any home improvements, and you want to make your spaces, you know, the best that they can be, then this is going to be for you. Or maybe you just want to learn how to make better choices in your life generally, especially as we head into a new year. This episode is also for you, and you're going to find it super valuable. Now, what I'm going to share today, I haven't shared before publicly. It's an idea that I've developed for students in the Decluttering Masterclass, because one of the most common questions that kept on coming back to me was, but how? How do I make better choices? How do I make this happen? And there can seem to be so many roadblocks in our way, you know, our minds, our family, and more. And we're going to go into all of that. But before we do, I want to share that if you want to make better choices this holiday season, I've created a free guide for you, which I'm really excited about. It's basically my mantra for this time of the year, which can be so busy, overwhelming, and also really expensive. So if you don't want to feel stressed or overwhelmed, and you want to make sure that you're making choices that are in alignment with how you really want to live, then I highly encourage you to get this free download. It's called The Holidays Simplified, 5 Easy Ways to Simplify the Busy Season. So to get this resource that you really don't want to be without, all you need to do is go to nataliewalton.com/simple holidays. I really can't wait to share this resource with you. It is going to be super valuable, and already I've been having some great feedback on it. So I trust that you will love it too. And I just had to mention that because, like I said, I know you're going to find it really helpful and valuable as you navigate all of the choices. And it's so easy to kind of get out of alignment at this time of year. So this will help you get back on track. So let's get back to why it's important to make better choices. The reason I wanted to share with you this idea of making better choices is because the current way you're thinking about your home or life isn't working. You're getting stuck. You're circling around in indecision, or you're just repeating the same patterns over and over again. But these aren't good ones. These are the ones that keep you spinning on your tail and not making progress. So we're going to change that. Now, what I want to share today, I really trust that you're going to find it valuable, but we only have a short amount of time. So I'm going to make it actionable, and I ask that you actually take action on what I'm going to share with you today, because, well, basically that's a better choice, and it's better than just listening and repeating what you're doing already. So let's just get a little bit of clarity about what's perhaps happening with you right now. Sometimes it's helpful to get clear on the opposite of what you're trying to achieve. So basically, let's look at what's not a good choice. So 3 of the biggest reasons we feel that we might have made a bad choice, and I say that kind of in inverted commas, bad, is because we've wasted time, we've wasted money, or we've wasted energy. These are 3 key things that we often, you know, feel frustrated with ourselves about if we've wasted those. Now, I just want to say right now that there's no such thing as bad choices or failures. Everything is just a learning opportunity. It's just data. So when it becomes problematic is when you take action, you get that data. So you'd learn that lesson, but you do the same thing over again. So there's a quote, and it was actually, I looked it up because I thought it was stupidity, is this doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? But it's actually attributed to Einstein, and he said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. I'm going to repeat that. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So I want you to just think for a moment, what are you doing over and over again and expecting a different result? That is a bad choice. That is a bad decision. But if you do something and it doesn't work out and you go, that's interesting, that didn't work out, I'm going to try something slightly different. You don't always have to try something radically different. You just need to try something slightly different. So, like I said, if you're doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, then what I'm going to share with you today is going to be really helpful. And my big hope is that you can recognize these patterns and interrupt them. So, one of the biggest reasons that people struggle with making choices relates to procrastination. Let's just get clear on what that is. Procrastination is a fear of failure. And so basically what ends up happening is that you don't even try, or you just keep putting off trying. It can also relate to a fear of criticism, which is also another, it becomes like a reason why you don't try. And often what happens when it comes to procrastination is that you're basically choosing pleasure over progress. So you're actually just resorting to doing something that feels good in the moment rather than something that is actually going to feel better in the long term. And today we're really trying to focus on those. What are those choices that you can make today that are going to help you feel better in the long term? So a short term, like pleasure is often, it's short term. You know, pleasure can be, it can be, you know, deciding to eat. Like, oh, I'm just going to go and have a snack. You know, because you're going to get like a sort of, maybe like a little buzz out of doing that, or it's a little distraction. Or, you know, pleasure is like, I'm just going to pick up my phone, or I'm just going to check my email, or I'm just going to have a look at what's happening in the news. Well, that might not be pleasurable, but it is a type of distraction, which we'll get to in more detail in a moment. But really look at, how are you spending your time? Are you procrastinating? Because when you're procrastinating, you're not making better choices. In fact, you're actually stalling. You're not making any choices. You're just delaying taking action. Another thing that really can hold people up is perfectionism. And I know this one all too well. It's when you take an all or nothing approach and you often have unrealistic expectations or goals. You're often also highly critical of yourself. And to be really honest, I was, I've often said, and I've said this many times on this podcast, that I'm a recovering perfectionist. And I actually thought I was doing really well. And then I've had a few little insights this year where I'm like, I'm definitely not so much of a perfectionist, funnily enough, in relation to my home, because I actually am much more relaxed about my home than I've ever been in my entire life. Like, I was almost at the point of being kind of a bit OCD about my home in terms of like everything had to be perfect. Everything had to be always put away. Everything had to be spotless all the time. Like, I would just spend, you know, a ridiculous amount of time making my home look like that. And I've definitely relaxed. And that's been partly in relation to children and also partly in relation to embracing simplifying in my life. But I've had some other things pop up for me this year, and I've sort of thought, you know what? It's, and to be really, really honest, it's been in relation to creating my course content, because I want it to be perfect. Like, I want it to be the best that it can be. And I kind of push myself to such extremes to make this content that I want it to be so good, because I want people to have an amazing experience and I want to really help people. And sometimes I push myself too far. Like, I actually push myself to the point of exhaustion. And so I've really been kind of trying to unpack that. Like, why am I doing that? Because it's, you know, I mean, that's not obviously what any of you who are students, you don't want that. But I you know, and sometimes I do this with my books as well. Like, I just get really, I mean, obviously there's a good part of that that helps me, you know, create things that are of value, and it helps me create, you know, products or service that really help people. And that's what I really want to do. But there's this flip side that I have kind of been working on. And when I get a little bit further through the process, I will share more of that with you. But I was looking up, well, what is perfectionism? And there were some of these things, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, I'm actually still some of these things in some areas of my life. So highly critical of yourself. I can definitely be that sometimes. Fear of judgment. I mean, to be honest, I don't fear other people's judgment as much as I fear my own judgment. So I don't know where I am on that spectrum. But, you know, if this sounds like you, then, you know, just be aware that, you know, these are characteristics of perfectionism. And it can also hold you back, which is a type of delayed procrastination, which I thought was really interesting. That, you know, so often I tend to think of perfectionism as like, well, you're so busy doing. But actually, the problem is that you actually, and I had a bit of an aha moment when I was looking at this, which was that sometimes if you're so busy and trying to make it perfect, you're actually not finishing what you said that you were going to do or that you want to do and putting it out there. And that is a way of sort of warding off a fear of judgment, which I thought was really interesting. And another way that we can really hold ourselves back in terms of making better choices is with distraction. You know, if we're really easily distracted, it really, you know, basically is a huge impediment to making better choices. So what you really need to do is, and this is how you can recognize it in yourself, is if you really struggle to prioritize, plan, and stay on track. But really what it is, you don't have a distraction problem, you have a planning problem. And in the Decluttering Masterclass, I share a process of how to really plan your time so that you can make better choices in your home and and your life too, because, you know, so much of this kind of overlaps. And once you learn how to make better choices and make better decisions in relation to, you know, what should I let go of? How can I simplify? How can I focus on what I really value? When you work out how to make those choices in relation to your home, you can then translate that same sort of framework into your life and other areas of your life. And it's really powerful. So, like I said, when you follow this process, you really have an opportunity to make better choices in your home and your life. And you're not reinventing the wheel, but you're also not repeating past mistakes. So I want to share with you, you know, how this can open up more opportunities for you. Because when you move out of procrastination, you start to make progress, not only with your choices, but what you're making them for. So the real reason that you're trying to do anything or make progress with something, you know, what is this really about for you? And also this whole process can be more enjoyable as well. You know, you're not going to beat yourself up over your choices. You're going to be kinder and more forgiving. Will actually help you see the whole process as more enjoyable, and you'll make more progress too, because you're not focusing on ridiculous expectations. And you can also make more you can have more focus. When you have a clear vision, plans, and goals, you won't even want to be distracted because you'll have such focus on what you need to achieve. It will all feel within reach. So as I mentioned, like, I really had issues with perfectionism. And what I've learned about that in relation to my home is that the more I simplify, and like, I'm having a sort of one of those ding ding moments of like, I just need to simplify my work. I've definitely got systems, but I need to kind of keep reviewing it and refining it. And that's the same with your home is, you know, the more I simplify, and again, you know, you've got to review and refine, the easier I make life for myself. And then the less I have to worry over, the less there is to do, the less there is to manage. Like, simplifying, honestly, it is the key to just making your life easier. And it really is the way that you can have more of what you want in your life, not less. So it's almost like the reverse is true. Like, you think that if you're simplifying, you're kind of missing out, or you're maybe losing out on things. But actually, when you simplify, you actually get more of what you want rather than less of what you don't, you know, not less of what you don't want, if that makes sense. So what I want to share with you is I want to share some ideas to really help you make better choices that are really going to help you move forward in this area. And the first important idea is that you really need to get clarity on the real problem. What I mean by that is sometimes when it comes down to making a choice, we don't even really know why we're struggling. And so the focus needs to be less on the problem and more on the solution. So what does this mean? What you need to do is you need to ask yourself, why does this matter to me? Why am I trying to make this choice? And just as importantly, you need to ask, what am I making it mean? And the answer is simple. I actually did a podcast episode on this, which is episode 30, and I'll link to this in the show notes. But how you answer these questions really highlights what the problem actually is. And I want you to really think if you're ready to committing to learning more in this area, because when you get more clarity about the problems that you're facing, then you actually get more of an insight into what's most important to you, which can then help solve the problem. Like, it's this kind of self-feeding loop, but you really need to tap into, you know, why is this important to me and what am I making it mean? The second idea that I want to share with you is it's really important to limit your choices. So often we make life much more complicated than it needs to be. We've got too many choices. We've got too much information. We've got too many goals, desires, wishes. What we actually need to do is we need to limit our choices. It's the easiest way to make a decision. And that's really why I love decluttering and simplifying my spaces. It literally gives me fewer decisions to make every day. It gives me less to worry about, and it gives me less to have to manage and fix. You know, there are less problems. So I really want you to think about how you can simplify some of the choices that you face in your daily life. And if you were to get better at limiting your choices, think about, you know, what impact that could have on your life, your, you know, all of the decisions that you need to make, and how that would make you feel. How would that make life easier? The third idea that I want to share with you is that you need to build better habits. Habits make life easier when you do them the right way. To give you an example, so I have started taking some supplements. In general, I prefer not to take supplements. I think, you know, if you eat a well-rounded diet, you shouldn't need to take supplements. And I go backwards and forwards a little bit on eating meat. Generally, I don't like eating meat. It's not necessarily an ethical consideration. It's a little bit of an environmental consideration, but quite honestly, it's just, I don't like meat. I mean, I've kind of been on and off a vegetarian for about 25 years. And so I don't love it, but I often become anemic. And when I become anemic, then I have to take iron tablets. I actually really don't like taking tablets because I literally, it's the running joke in my family that I have to drink so much water to have just one tablet. And so I don't like taking tablets. And so often I end up thinking, well, I might as well just make myself eat meat. But I, like I said, I don't want to. Anyway, we've come across these supplements by a local manufacturer, for want of a better word. And the reason we came across them is because they actually, we have got a new space open in the Byron Industrial Estate, or it should at least be open by the time this episode goes live. And they are in the same complex, and they have got these tablets that are for iron, but other things. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to try these. And they've got lots of different health benefits. So it's not like I'm just taking like ferrogranulate, which is what I used to take. And so, but to remember to take them, the way that I do it is I have them literally straight after my morning coffee. And so I don't even think about having to take them because I've stacked those habits, because I sort of do one immediately after the other. It's just become an easy choice. It just becomes part of, you know, my daily habits. I don't even have to think about it because I just do one thing straight after the other. And whereas my other children, I was actually saying to my husband at lunchtime about my son, is I said he just needs to making his lunch part of his weekly routine. He just needs to make a habit out of it, because we said to him at the start of this year, he's 14, that he's got to make his own lunches now. And he's actually become kind of a little bit lazy with it. He doesn't know what to make himself. And so last week he made himself a curry at the start of the week. And then he was able to sort of portion that out throughout the week. And he just took that to school and had that for his lunch. And he enjoyed it. And it was just a very mild curry. And, you know, and it became easy. You know, it was a simple choice. The choice was made. He just did it. And so similarly, I've gone back into sort of making my lunches, which is like this roasted veg salad that I make with quinoa, and then I add hummus and some harissa, and it's really delicious. You know, it's got no sugar, no flour. It's really sustaining and filling. And if I make that at the beginning of the week, then I don't have to make that choice. Like it makes life easier during the week because that decision has already been made. And it's a good decision. Like I've made that good decision ahead of time using my prefrontal cortex. And then in the moment, I don't have to even listen to my, you know, my primitive brain, which if I didn't have something ready, which would probably just say, just have some toast, which is like my go-to if I'm in a rush and quickly got to make lunch. So, you know, the same thing with my son is that if he doesn't make those decisions ahead of time, then, and he doesn't sort of make it easy for himself, you know, life just becomes more complicated, becomes more expensive, you know, all of those things. So waste time, waste money, all of that. So, you know, this idea of building better habits is really, it is so key to simplifying your life. And I've actually created a bonus within the Decluttering Masterclass called the Better Habits Builder. And I'm really excited to share that this next time round. The course is going to be open for enrollment, which will be in the new year. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that with you then, if that's something that you're interested in, you know, getting better at, because it really is transformative. So, you know, I want you to think about where you are on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, in terms of your habits. Are you using habits to make your life easier or not? You know, where are you on 1 to 10? How are you with your habits? And just reflect on that for a moment and how you can make some improvements. So as I said, you know, and also I think it's important to think about, like, what are you missing out on because you're not building better habits as well? You know, what's the opportunity cost of that? All right. So let's have a bit of a review of some of the ideas that I've shared with you today that can hopefully really help you make better choices. The first is to get clarity on the real problem. You know, why does this really matter to you? And as I said, when you get clarity on the real problem, then the answer is often simple. The second idea that I shared with you is that it is really important to limit your choices. Really simplify the decision-making process. And the third idea that I shared with you is to build better habits, which really does make life so much easier. I've seen this with myself. I've seen it with my, you know, my children, you know, everyone in my family and within my business and other areas of my life as well. So I want, you know, you to think about what's been most valuable. And I would love to know, as I sort of, you know, share with you often, one of the best ways you can let me know, there's two ways. One is to take a quick screenshot of this episode and share it on Instagram, that you can let me know if you found this episode valuable that way. I'd love to see that. Or secondly, or you can do both, I'd love that as well, is you can write a quick comment in the review section on the podcast. So this is episode 95, and just write, you know, episode 95. It really helped me for this reason or that reason. I do hope that it has helped you rethink your relationship with your choices and how you can make better ones. And I really want you to and encourage you to think of a choice that you can simplify today. Maybe it's the choice of over what to wear. Maybe it's a choice over what to eat. Or maybe it's a choice of what you should do with that mess in your hallway. And I'll give you a clue. Simplify, simplify, simplify. So as I said, my goal at the start was to help you make better choices. And I want you to know that the key to doing that is, guess, simplify. Get clarity on what's most important to you. Follow a process to feel more confident and create a filter to simplify the decision-making process. Now, don't forget, if you want to simplify this holiday season, go grab that download at nataliewalton.com/simpleholidays. I'll put it in the show notes too. And as I said, if you found this episode valuable, please share with a friend or leave a quick comment in the review section, episode 95. And it would really mean so much. I read all of them and it really helps others to find this episode too. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a beautiful week and I look forward to connecting again with you soon on the Imprint podcast. All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode, or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.